Radio Club.
Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Thank you, Wally, for stepping in last month while we hung out in the desert. This month, we begin our report on the Great Big Desert Beverage Project of March 2004.
We got snowed out twice, and now we're on the trailing edge of the DX season, so we're doing this on 2 days, separated by a week or so, just in case we hit a bad day. We spent the weeks when we were shut out by the weather, perfecting our two receiver arrays. One has a Sony 2010, a Sony 2001, a Sony 7600, and a Grundig Yacht Boy. The other four receiver array has a 2010, a Sony 7600, a Radio Shack TRF radio, and a Sony 7600G. Each of the two four receiver arrays has four channels of digital audio recording, primarily mini discs. The arrays were set up electrically to operate either independently, as when they were on their respective ends of the antenna, as we'll explain, and they could be operated in tandem when both arrays were sitting on one end of the beverage. Our plan was to set one of the four receiver arrays on each end of our 1,800-foot beverage. We would be looking east and west simultaneously on the same channel. Our plan in this series of reports on the project is to take this frequency by frequency, listening to the channel on radios facing west, on radios facing east, and sometimes playing recordings of the same channel from separate radios looking in both directions simultaneously. So we were getting the power of the beverage in each direction at the same time, and that turned out to be quite interesting on certain frequencies. As we begin our band scan from the low end, 640 was KFI all over. I tried to do something to the east, pulling up Moore, Oklahoma, or perhaps Des Moines, but for some reason on that day, the propagation was such that it was bouncing all over the place, and either direction the antenna was pointed was KFI. So, here is 650 as we look toward the east in the middle of the afternoon. You'll hear Fox Farm, Wyoming, that's the ball game, and KMTI in Manti, Utah.
Ball didn't get out of the infield, but the Rockies got a run. Good way to 6-7. Colorado 2, Kansas City 1.
This, the Rocky Baseball Network.
ABC News, Martin News Network, Clear Channel Worldwide News, plus First News First. Your source for information is AM 650, KGAB.
Tom, Carpenter. It's definitely a bad sign. Company comes over and they won't put their boots on come into your house.
Well, that'll give you some idea of how unidirectional the antenna can be made. Literally, Manti, Utah is coming off the back side of the antenna. And yet, because the antenna is configured to look east, you can barely hear the music. Now let's flip things around so the antenna is copying from the west. And here's KMTI, heard on the receiver on the east end, looking west.
KMTI Manti.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Dave Barrett.
And that took us to 660, and we pointed the antenna east. In other words, we had the radio on the west end of the antenna listening at this point. And, of course, we heard Window Rock, Arizona.
Join us next Thursday at 6 o'clock for your chance to voice your opinion.
KTNN Radio serves the great Navajo Nation with news, sports, and weather. This is 50,000-watt KTNN Window Rock.
At the Technology Center, new computers are priced even better than used systems and come with a 3-year warranty.
So that's 660 listening to the east. Now we flip it around and let's see what's coming in from the west. Well, wasn't that interesting? You know, usually by Murphy's Law, you hear the station until it's ID time and then it fades out. But in this case, it faded up at ID time. Either that or we had a dead carrier going there when we tuned over to 660 and just happened to catch the ID because the automation system kicked in. I don't know. I don't know enough about that operation. Moving to 670, we look first to the west, and were disappointed neither Boise nor Simi Valley were candidates for reception on this day. I think that's partly due to the terrible propagation we were enduring and the fact that either station was quite a ways off the axis of the antenna. So we turned it around and made the antenna look east, and we were camped on the Denver station at pattern change time, which, as I recall from that time of year in the desert, was about 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
It's an important decision because we believe photo reading is the outstanding way to get ahead and stay ahead in the information.
8854.
You get to be the judge and jury. He's going to let you use the photo reading program at home free for 30 days. We have only about a minute left. Let me urge you to call this toll-free number now and try photo reading free for 30 days. You pay only shipping and handling. The phones are being very, very busy. So I want to encourage you to get in on this while you still can. Here's the number. 1-800-291-4258. That's 1-800-291-4258.
There's Denver giving way to Chicago. You can hear the singing ID way in the background. So we look to 680, and here with the radio listening from the east, as expected, St. Joseph, Missouri.
That's Brooks and Dunn on the talk of St. Joe, 680 KFDQ, where those guys do have a distinctive sound, don't they?
It's the Money Guys, 1130 Saturday mornings right here on the talk of St. Joe, 680 KFDQ.
That's with the radio facing to the east. Here's what 680 sounds like on the radio that's facing west.
Call 1-800-USA 4AAA. Click on AAA.com for a two-minute code or visit one of their local offices.
Giants baseball on KMBR 680.
Well, the Giants would like to let everyone know that you can head out to a ball game with a group of people and take your co-workers and friends.
And by the way, that sideband splatter on 680 is from the nearby 690 station. To 700 we go. We didn't bother looking west. KWLW out there in Salt Lake City, 50 kilowatts, slams us from the west. But look what happens as we listen to the east-facing radio. KWLW disappears in favor of the mother station.
U.S. troops in Baghdad have destroyed the SUV, which served as a platform for a series of attacks today. Insurgents fired at least 7 rockets near the U.S.-controlled area. One American was wounded in the attack. It was the largest attack against U.S. headquarters in weeks. I'm Rachel Murray on the station with breaking news at Wants News Radio, 700 WLW.
Connected with you, news, weather,
no indication whether there was any child.
These guys were very scared.
For the latest in-depth team coverage, trust News Radio 700 WLW.
Looking for an SUV? Don't settle for less than the best. Visit Cincinnati's SUV headquarters, just of GMC on Cole Range.
And that capture during broad daylight was a distance of just under 1,500 miles. And that sort of front-back rejection is typical of a beverage antenna that's performing well, particularly when the target stations are toward the ends of the antenna. We had a lot of fun with 710. Here is the antenna in the bidirectional mode, looking both ways. And the signals are coming from both ways.
Left-handed hitting Canterburg at the plate, checks his swing. That one's fouled back, out of play on the third base side near the A's dugout. No balls and one strike. Let's pause for station identification here on the Angels Baseball Network.
Joe McDonald and Doug Kerkorian, weekdays 3 to 7, only on KSEN, Los Angeles and Orange County Sports Leader, ESPN Radio 710.
Oh, on pitch, and checking the swing and going around on that one is Hatterberg, the umpire at third base on the appeal, says he went after it, so the count, no balls and two strikes. Adam Melius waiting on deck, switch hitter, he'll bat from the left side against Donnelly. The A's have action in their bullpen, so they...
So what you heard is... Of course, Los Angeles from the west, and the Twins broadcast was coming off the east side of the antenna. That's actually Bismarck, North Dakota. Now let's point the antenna west only, terminating it so it's rejecting signals from the east.
Angels up by a run, Oakland batting here in the fourth. Left-handed hitting Hatterberg at the plate, checks his swing. That one's fouled back, out of play on the third base side near the A's dugout. No balls and one strike. Let's pause for station identification here on the Angels Baseball Network.
Joe McDonald and Doug Kerkorian, weekdays 3 to 7, only on KSPN, Los Angeles and Orange County sports leader, ESPN Radio 710.
Oh, on pitch and checking the swing and going around on that one is Hatteberg. The umpire at third base on the appeal says he went after it. So the count, no balls and two strikes.
Okay, I hate to do this, but here's one I have no clue about. All I can tell you is we were looking east at a little after 6 p.m. Mountain Time. There's a nice pattern change here, but is it KNUS Denver? Don't know for sure.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Bye.
All right, I'll talk to you again. Here's an email. I said that Linda Lavin played Carmella's psychiatrist, and somebody told me that Linda Lavin last season played Meadow's psychiatrist. Here's an email. Brian, Linda Lavin was Carmella's...
And a little later, facing east, we copy Amarillo, Texas on 710.
Out here is a way to live life. The Declaration of Independence. Condensed version. No fences is the guiding principle behind Plains Capital Bank. A bank that can now offer you cash management, leasing, wealth management, trust, mortgages, and title insurance. All with a single personal point of contact. And without any fences. Plains Capital.
You're listening to West Texas Ignite Sports on News Talk 710, AGNC.
And welcome back to Springfield, Missouri, 30-28 Northeastern Street on top. We get ready for the second half. And joining us is an old last trip of Matt.
Since we did a flying trip into Grand Junction to spend our time on the beverage, we rented a car and ended up by the luck of the draw with a Ford Focus, a car that turned out to be benign electrically with the key off and had a huge trunk. So we had more than enough room for the radios. And why in the trunk? Well, because the loops remain active on the Sony 7600 and the Yacht Boy. There's no way to disconnect them and plug the beverage in directly. So we used the car as a shield for the loop. When we move to 720, the first recording we're going to hear is the antenna looking to the west. There should be no surprise that KDWN is the dominant.
That's why that movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger was in that Harrier jet on a skyscraper, he was up a couple hundred feet. There's no way that those things work like that at that altitude. But it's the movies. What the heck? We'll break for the news. We'll be back. More open lines with Kim Dallas until 4.
KDWN Las Vegas in the Plaza Hotel at the entrance to the Fremont Street Experience. Network News. I'm Brian Thomas. It's been another one of those nights in Baghdad. Rockets and a car bomb went off in the green zone.
And we were on the frequency when KDWN changed pattern. Listen what happens.
Classes are taught around the United States and Canada, and the topics in this seminar, which is called Financial Strategies for Successful Retirement, are retirement planning and investment strategies, insurance planning and risk.
Chicago and what sounds like Universal City, Texas. And that's part one of our report on the Great Big Desert Beverage Project. I'm Mark Dernberger, part of the merry band of DX Audio Service editors and contributors who appear on your cassette machine every month or so. We'll be back here in about 30 days. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here for MarketScope, the audio column that listens into great radio markets such as Pittsburgh.
NRC-er Clark Ingram was kind enough to supply us with hours and hours of Pittsburgh's FMs. So today we continue dialing up, starting with WKST 96.1.
96.1 Kiss FM.
60 minutes of our story.
Hey, commercial free and me, Reno Live, and we're out here at the American Music Awards. Of course, the show was last night. Lots of superstar interviews coming up. I'm ready to do Sean Paul after Santana. Why don't you and I, 96.1 Kiss FM?
The 4 o'clock foreplay. WRRK Braddock Pittsburgh's classic rock station is Channel 97, a Steel City media station. The 4 o'clock foreplay. Four tunes with a common theme. The 4 o'clock foreplay on Channel 97.
96.9 FM.
4 o'clock foreplay on Channel 97. Joining the Steelers in San Francisco. The Animals, San Francisco Nights, Journeys, Lights. There's a saying about the weather in San Francisco. The coldest winter I ever spent was summer in San Francisco. Blues Image on Channel 97.
More local winners on the Froggy Payroll. And another full hour of real country variety.
WOGI, Duquesne, Pittsburgh.
Froggy 98.
Froggy.
Jackie from Castle Shannon.
Well, my husband always calls me his hot mama, and he's never heard the song yet, and he wants to hear it. We've been married going on 12 years.
The all-new Froggy 98 with Danger Frog's top. Top five and five.
The top five things to watch for during the Steelers 49ers game tonight.
Starting right now, here's another continuous half hour of soft rock favorites on Pittsburgh's number one station for more music and less talk.
Pittsburgh's Wish 99.7.
Wish 99.7, continuous soft rock favorites with less talk. That's what we're all about at Wish 99.7.
Wish 99.7 is WSHH Pittsburgh. Wish means more music. Continuous half hours of soft rock favorites with less talk all day long on Wish 99.7.
Wish 99.7.
You hate it. People work here.
More hits from the 80s, 90s, and today for your workday. Begin now.
On the 9 to 5 at Work Network.
Music that helps motivate you.
Unlike your boss.
This is Pittsburgh's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today.
The 9 to 5 at Work Network.
Only on Star 100.7.
Come back home.
Connected to the 9 to 5 at Work Network. This is WZPT, New Kensington, Pittsburgh,
Star 100.7.
Hi, I'm Bebo Norman, and you're listening to Word FM.
101.5 WORD FM, Pittsburgh,
a service of Salem Communications.
In God we trust.
With SRN News, I'm Andrea Mikas in Washington.
Your WRD forecast is brought to you by Dr. Diane Falsetti. Everything good dentistry should be without the anxiety. Tonight, showers and a chance of thunderstorms overnight. Your low going down to 55 degrees for your Wednesday forecast. Showers, some could be heavy at times, a bit cooler with temperatures steadily falling into the lower 50s throughout the day. Currently, it's 61 degrees here at 101.5 Word FM WORD.
If you can't remember the last time a visit to your dentist wasn't a pain,
102.5 DVE,
prison bitch for the
Friday,
ride home.
8 p.m.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Hi, excuse me. I'm having a...
prison bitch for the ride home. That's one of the more popular comedy cuts that we have here at DVE. Not real popular with my mom, though. She has a great sense of humor, however. What'd you say?
I said what kind of people would call and request a song like that. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye, Mom.
DVE rocks.
The best star
R&B and classic soul, the all-new 104.7 The Beat. Ray Parker Jr. in radio, and you can't change that. Commercial-free 9 a.m. All Music Hour, yours next.
The best R&B and classic soul, the all-new 104.7 The Beat. WJJJ Pittsburgh. Home of the commercial-free 9 a.m. All Music Hour. Start your workday jamming on the job.
104.7 The Beat.
New rock alternative.
WXEX FM Pittsburgh.
105.9. 105.9.
DXX.
DX.
This makes me so crazy.
New music first. Go. On Love Mud.
DX.
New music first. Coldplay.
Like Moses, I'm power over the sea.
New music first.
Like, this makes me, like, I don't know, just want to get
sick. Audio Slave.
WAMO.
Beaver Falls, Pittsburgh.
Also serving you at 107.1 WSSC, Greensburg.
And on the web at WAMO.com.
106.10.
The station is hooking you up with free tickets to the Crown Royal Comedy Soul Fest. Jump on a Friday, November 21st. Inside Mellon Arena.
With Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Isley Brothers.
Comedians Ricky Smiley.
Adele
Earthquake.
And your host, Bruce Bruce.
Come get your groove on.
And get your laugh on.
With 106 Jam, WAMO.
Pittsburgh's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
106 Jams, WAMO number one for hip-hop and R&B. Never leave you. Remix, Lumity with 50 Cent. Right here for the middays with Nick Nice in the middle of another 30-minute music sweep. Hey, we just got some breaking news about my man, MJ. Investigators are swarming Michael Jackson's ranch north of Santa Barbara, California. Now, Cali Sheriff's spokesman says the investigation is a part of an ongoing criminal investigation, but he is not specifying the purpose of the search.
Here's another 50-minute music hour.
Stuffed full of Pittsburgh's best country on your all-time favorites.
Starting now.
Have your boots been under?
Pittsburgh's best country, Y108. Make plans this Friday night to join us downtown for Santa Spectacular. Should be fun. We do it every year, and this year is probably going to be the best ever. It always is. It's 5:57 with Craig Morgan on Y108.
She called me up this morning.
The number one rated station
for Pittsburgh's best country and your all-time favorites.
We're 107.9 FM.
W-D-S-Y, Pittsburgh's best country.
Pittsburgh's best country, Y108. Her new album in the stores today. It's called Room to Breathe. Here's Reba on Y108.
I'm gonna take that now.
Please excuse the multipath. That's midday and p.m. drive through the top half of the FM dial in the Steel City. Thanks, Clark. It was great to hear what's happening in Pittsburgh. Next month, we're off to Columbia. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now, musings for the members.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
Hello, Fred. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, on September the 2nd. I first want to clarify something. When I did the Muse in June 15th, talking about the station simulcasting with 880 WCBS, that, in fact, is the WVMT radio station in Burlington, Vermont. They happen to be an affiliate of the New York Yankees. So my apology for not being able to identify the station correctly, but that's what it is. Now, to George from Milwaukee, I'm sure that you know that people that are calling about IBOC that want to hate IBOC. I think the best thing to do is to encourage your friends and other listeners to write letters of protest to the radio station in question that has IBOC. That will give a lot more notice to your complaint than have just one or two people sound off their annoyances about IBOC. That is my musing for right now. Happy convention to you all.
Hi, it's Jerry Peterson calling from Bonita, California, and I've got some question answers for you, Don, in Florida. First, you asked about WMCA. They did not change to talk in 1963. In fact, their peak years as the number one pop music station in New York were 1963 to 1967. But in 1969, WMCA experimented with talk format 12 hours a day, and by August 1970, they were full-time talk. And you also asked about WMGM 1050 in New York. They actually returned to their previous calls, WHN, on February 28, 1962, but they did not change the talk at that time. WMGM going as WHN in 1962 switched from top 40 to like an MOR standards beautiful music format. Hope this information helps.
Hi, this is John James, Elmira Heights. I thought that convention 2004 in Days in Batavia was one super convention. I really enjoyed it. The only thing is I'm still lost. My Tim wasn't there. Tim, come on to the next convention. We need you. I enjoyed the hospitality. I enjoyed the speaker, Bob Savage. And also, I enjoyed some of the auction that went on. And I'm very happy to say that my two CDs I put in the auction was one, went to Scott Fibrush. And I'm very happy to say that, Scott Fibrush, I'm glad that you were able to find your lost photo album. Also, I've enjoyed the tour sites of Rochester, Buffalo, and especially Batavia. I was there 48 years ago, back when they had the teletype. And unfortunately, there's no teletype in any radio stations of today. 73s and good DX.
Hello, audio service members. Mike Dukin calling on Thursday, September the 9th, with three bits of information. First, some thanks and congratulations to Clark Ingram for his wonderful market scope of the Pittsburgh area. I was in the area 4 years ago going through there, going out to New Jersey for Christmas, and I've been really enjoying that, and we're hoping for more. Also, to Mr. Warroad for his trip to Alaska and the fine catches of all the Alaskan radio out there, because those of us that aren't able to catch those stations here in the lower 48, it's good to hear that, so we're looking for more of that as well. Secondly, this next bit of information comes through the courtesy of Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. On August the 27th, a legendary radio station and former Top 40 legend, call letters have disappeared as KOMA in Oklahoma City changed their call letters to KOKC. I don't know what they're doing, but I guess their main emphasis is to serve the city more. And finally, to Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario, the Milwaukee station that was bringing ESPN Radio on 1510 that you picked up was WAUK in suburban Waukesha. I can get them up here around local sunset, and I would wonder if anybody from down there would know if they still go off the air during during sunset, because when I got them, they cut their power in mid-7s with no announcements. I'm wondering if they still stay on afterwards.
Paul Mount, Mortonville, New Jersey. I had a good time at Batavia. Each time I attend a convention, I try to remember to thank the editors on the DX audio service. I spoke to Fred and John, and always think I'll tell Mark Durenberger how much I enjoy his interviews with radio engineers, except he has never at a convention I attend. It was nice to renew acquaintances at Batavia with DX Audio Service members such as Dave Marthouse, Larry Storr, Wayne Ryan, and Mike Lance, as well as meet Paul Bly and John German at the convention. Also, there was a copy of a nice article about the one and only Victor Schmidt, which I enjoyed reading to learn more about him. I've been getting the audio service for 17 years now and think it continues to be fantastic. 73, and keep up the good work.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. I enjoyed the convention very, very much. Before the convention, Ernie Wislowski and I, we were driving up to Batavia, New York, and on the way to Batavia, New York, we stopped at WFUN 970 in Ashtabula, Ohio. Unfortunately, the station has changed. It's not fun like it used to be in Miami when it was at 790. It's now news, talk, and local sports. WFUN was on the air in Miami from about 1961 till 1976. It was a great radio station in Miami, WFUN. Fun 79.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, first of all, a sincere word of thanks to everybody in Batavia, New York, and that area for being so great, so nice. That was a wonderful convention. We were all treated very well. I enjoyed going to visit the radio stations and the Friday night pizza party out at Jim Renfrew's house. That was really great. And met some great people, too. Renewed some old friendships. Made some new ones. Some of the catches I've made recently. WGCR down in the Carolinas on 7/20. This was the Thursday night that Hurricane Ivan was going through, and they were allowed to be on late at night. I was listening to Steve and Johnny on WGN Chicago, and it came up on there. 15/20, Mineola, Long Island, New York, WTAT. I was listening to the Buffalo Bisons baseball game. This was on a Friday night, about a week before the convention. And the night before we left for the convention, I picked up WGBF 1280 in Evansville, Indiana. I used to listen to them in Cincinnati some nights. They were carrying St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Also, there's a rumor here now that 820 Cham on October 4th may be going to News Talk and Sports, and they've been Ontario's best country for the last 21 years, so I have mixed emotions about that if it does happen, but I got it from a very reliable source. Also, about football, WHO Des Moines 1040 is carrying the Kansas City Chiefs games this year, and of course they're a powerhouse. Indianapolis Colts, WoWo in Fort Wayne, 1190 has carried them for a long time. WHAS Louisville, Kentucky on 840 has also join that network now.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Now, here's Ken.
And hello again, DXers. Ken Onischuk back here in September. And since this is a convention report issue, my report is going to be short this time so that Fred can get all the important information on. But there are a couple interesting items I'd like to pass along to you. Back in late August in Chicago, radio veteran Lyle Dean has called it quits after 5 years as host and producer of To Your Health, a nationally syndicated health show that aired at 11 p.m. Sunday nights on WGN 720. He continues as a weekend news anchor on radio. You should know there is nothing I have done in my many years in broadcasting that gave me more satisfaction than the weekly opportunity to bring you in-depth health information. It's been a wonderful experience. Lyle, who began in Chicago as a news anchor at WLS in 1968 and later worked as news director at the former WFYR 103.5, joined WGN in 1984. He also launched the Illinois News Network and Tribune Radio Networks, where he served as general manager for 3 years. With its cancellation, WGN will expand the Nick DiGilio overnight show by 1 hour. Next, I have a commentary on ESPN's 25th anniversary. Well, my friends, Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune writes this report from Bristol, Connecticut. ESPN veterans marvel at network's impact. They just can't help but to chuckle when ESPN veteran SportsCenter's anchors consider their earliest days when Australian rules football dominated their primetime schedule and skunks wandered into their studio. They can't fathom the network that has become. Now some blame ESPN for creating the highlight culture that has fostered, the argument goes, a generation of basketball players with more interest in mastering the reverse tomahawk jam than the bounce pass. Dan Patrick asked last week, "We're getting blamed because we didn't win the gold medals in basketball." Come on, don't blame me because Amari Stoudemire can't hit the 15-footer. But do blame ESPN for transforming the NCAA basketball tournament from a regional curiosity to a national obsession. Blame ESPN for making high-stakes poker a must-see event, for angering the NFL with its titillating Playmaker series, for creating the can't-live-without-it, the first-and-ten yellow line for the NFL broadcasts, for educating the masses with its insightful Sports Century documentaries, and for giving frumpy sports writers a voice on Sports Reporters. And pardon the interruption, ESPN also can be blamed for promoting shtick-heavy SportsCenter anchors who actually think they're clever, but actually aren't. But that's for another column. Now there are ESPN video games, ESPN Zone restaurants, an ESPN golf school, and ESPN The Flavor logo that brandishes a popular sports drink. When company officials talk about the ESPN umbrella, you're not sure if they're referring to the network's countless properties or a device that keeps the rain off your jacket. But the earlier days of ESPN were small time, even by microscopic standards. Its headquarters here, 15 miles southwest of Hartford, was surrounded by horse farms and trailers. The first control room was in a truck. The dirt parking lot became mud when it rained, and one time a man named Fred Muzzy had to be pulled up after sinking to his waist. Then he went and produced and directed the 11 o'clock sports center with blue jeans full of mud, said veteran anchor Bob Lee. True story. ESPN's first live event was men's slow pitch softball. Chris Berman recalls doing play-by-play of Division III wrestling and a darts tournament at a bar. Of course, my goal was not to do darts the rest of my life, but it was legitimate competition. There was one guy with an Irish name who was wild. At 9:05, he called for a drink with a dark color, and it wasn't Diet Coke. Berman recalled that the man that won with the bullseye, firing dart after dart into the heart of the board. I said, now that's an athlete, you know. Berman and Lay, then in their mid-20s, were on the sidelines when Lee Leonard and George Grandy hosted ESPN's first Sports Center, which aired September 7th, 1979. Cable TV was in its infancy, reaching fewer than 5 million households. Cable TV? Hey, I've got 6 stations. What do I need 30 for? He said, echoing the popular sentiment at the time. And pay 11 bucks a month for it? What are you, an idiot? That was the landscape when we started. And look at it now today. For the DX Audio Service, Ken Honest, Chuck reporting. Hope you enjoyed the convention and talk to you next month with National Hockey League information. So long for now. Take it away, Fred.
Thanks, Ken. And Bill Hale returns with something which can only be paraphrased as fine, fine, fine.
Here are some fines assessed by the FCC during the past month. The FCC has fined WGMY 940 South Haven, Michigan, the sum of $12,800 for violations of numerous sections of the rules involving the following. Failure to maintain required records. Failure to make required measurements or conduct required monitoring during EAS monitoring sources, EAS tests, and observation of antenna structures lights, plus failure to file required forms or information regarding the registration of their two antenna structures. WFNO 830, Norco, Louisiana, has been fined $5,600 for repeated violations of rules involving the station's operation at times or with modes or power other than those specified on the license. On December 8, 2003, the FCC Enforcement Bureau's New Orleans office received information indicating that WFNO was operating at a high power level at night, causing interference to the reception of another station. WFNO is authorized to operate at 5,000 watts daytime, 750 watts nighttime with two directional antenna patterns. On December 8, 9, and 10, 2003, and January 5 and 6, 2004, New Orleans office agents measured the field strength of WFNO during both daytime and nighttime hours and found that the signal strength was unchanged. On January 8, 2004, the New Orleans office agents inspected WFNO. During the inspection, the station's chief operator confirmed that the station was not switching to its nighttime power and directional pattern, but was instead operating continuously using its daytime pattern at 50% of its authorized daytime power. The chief operator also stated that the station had operated in this manner since at least mid-November of 2003 because the control lines that changed antenna mode had failed. KBBW 1010 Waco, Marlin, Texas has been fined $3,000 for repeated violations involving the failure to register their three-tower directional array. WONG 1150 Canton, Mississippi has been fined $9,200 for violations of the rules, which once again cover locked fences around the towers and availability of required items in the station's public inspection file for inspection during regular business hours. KAOK 1400 Lake Charles, Louisiana and their FM station have been fined $15,000 for their failure to maintain an effective locked fence enclosing its tower and rules regarding maintaining operational emergency alert system equipment at both stations. WLEE 1320 Richmond, Virginia has been fined a total of $14,600 for violations including an unlocked gate around the tower, non-distinguishable paint patterns on their tower, and operating in excess of their licensed 13 watts during nighttime hours. As you know, WLEE has moved to 990, but this fine goes back to the days when they were on 1320. WLTC 1370, Gastonia, North Carolina, has been fined $4,000 for repeated violations involving operation at unauthorized power levels. And finally, WTRI 1520, Brunswick, Maryland, has been fined $18,000 for failure to respond to commission correspondence, failure to enclose the station's tower within an effective locked fence or enclosure, and failure to maintain a meaningful staff presence at its main studio.
Thanks, Bill, and before I have to take another cold tablet, let me just say a word about the convention. Wow, it was a great time at the convention. If you didn't have something to do while in Batavia, you just didn't want to participate in the fun. Seriously, there was more than enough to do each day of the convention, from early morning till late at night. And it was great meeting up with DX Audio Service members Wayne, Dave, Clark, Mike, Scott, John, both Pauls, well, actually three Pauls if you count DX News publisher Paul Swearingen, guest Arlene Hackburn, and I'm sure I'm leaving some names out due to fuzzy memory. Anyway, it was great to talk with some of the folks, and the only disappointment I had is that we had just so much to do that I didn't have time to sit down and talk with people like I hoped I'd been able to. Oh, well, there's another convention next year. Now, if you've not been to a National Radio Club convention, you don't know what you're missing. Please plan to attend next year's convention by putting a few dollars away each day. You'd be surprised when it comes to July 2005 that you'll have enough to pay for your motel, registration, meals, and a few auction goodies. I myself did a lot less Diet Cokes each day out of the company's machine, took that money and used that for my gas and my motel bill. Anyway, after I get the DX Audio Service out this month, I'll be starting on a special series of tapes for both the 2003 and 2004 convention. I'm not sure how much they'll cost or how many tapes there'll be or when they'll be available, but if you're interested in getting copies of these tapes, please let Ken or I know. It helps us to know if people are really interested and it's worth our time in putting together the material. The tapes will contain the business meeting, Ben Dangerfield's talk on DX during World War II, the keynote speaker, Bob Savage, plus talks given at the 2003 convention on the history of Cliff and Rare Records. I also enjoyed the ride up to Rochester and back, listening to some great AM radio stations. WELW 1330, WWKB 1520, CKOC 1150 were among the few on the AM dial, not just playing the usual drub of talk syndication. In fact, someone should give WELW and CKOC an award stating for setting the benchmark in what real radio should sound like. John Malachy has published a report which is on our webpage, and it will be published in DX News, with the finite details of the convention, and hopefully I'll be able to include it in some of our tapes. WNRC did not make it to Rochester, but it was on the air. The station was set up back in Lima and was on for the weekend. Ironically, it was not heard during the convention due to everyone having a good time, but after the convention it was logged numerous times behind the famous Lubavitcher radio station in Brooklyn. Congrats to Scott Feibusch and Jim Renfrew for getting a good capture of the signal. And if you'd like to hear what some of those receptions sounded like, point a browser to www.nrcdxas.org/WNRC/2004, all small letters. And again, if you have not attended a convention, what is keeping you? More later, but right now it's time to pull down the plate, change tonight pattern, and generally duck out of sight until our next edition in 30 days. 73, good DX, and get out and support the radio hobby.